Joe Knows Sports. It's Joe Smith Reports on WGCL.
A year ago, as a freshman, South Ellie Barada was a state medalist in the 400. This spring, she set a new school mark in the 800, 210.58, a mark that she set in the sectional. And now, with the state lying ahead Friday at IU, this young lady could accomplish some really big things, as her head coach, Jill Rensink, was telling me.
Yeah, she's seated third coming in.
Good.
So I think this is going to be, it's going to be a really good opportunity for her to get out there into a race with a lot of really fast people. She is fierce on that final 100 and 150. And so if she's in the mix there at the end, don't count her out, because she just refuses. She refuses to lose. So it's a really, it's fun to watch. I'm really excited to see what she can do. I think that she's not quite aware of how fast she can go yet. So it'll be fun on Friday to see that race.
South Girls head coach Jill Rensink. That race, by the way, the 800, will start around 7:30 on Friday night. The meet itself will get going around 3 at EC Billy Hayes track. Well, I tell you, that Audrey Lowry, something else. She two-hit Edgewood last night, struck out 18, ended Edgewood's season in the regional championship game. Bright West wins it 2-0.
Hear Joe weekdays on Bloomington's Voice, 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime on WGCLradio.com. Joe Knows Sports. It's Joe Smith Reports on WGCL.
Indiana's first regional test Friday down in Knoxville, Tennessee, will be testy. I tell you, Southern Miss's Golden Eagles, good baseball club. 6 in a row, 14 of their last 15, including that come-from-behind victory they had over Georgia Southern in the Sun Belt title game. Probably will see Billy Oldham on the mound for him, 7-2. Good pitcher here, 3.9 ERA. He's only given up more than 3 earned runs in 3 of his 15 starts. A grad transfer, as Hoosier skipper Jeff Mercer was telling us in his early scout of the Golden Eagles.
They're better arm, the Friday arm potentially, with 80 at 92 with a good changeup and a breaking ball. Was kind of, I think, first team all conference. So we had talked about him just a little bit. So their miss doesn't strike out. They don't walk a ton. Probably a lot like Rutgers, high batting average, singles and doubles, a lot of early contact and early swings, and then talked about the starter. But that was what I had gotten the cross-examination of kind of going back and forth with the guys.
So still early, Ty Bothwell will be getting the ball for Jeff Mercer on Friday. ESPN Plus will have the telecast. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on Bloomington's Voice, 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime on WGCLradio.com.